Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. In this lovely evening, in a beautiful bed and breakfast called the Kenwood Gables, AB sees who?
Erin L. McCoy.
Yes, that is correct. That's your name, right?
That is my name indeed.
She looked at me unsure. I'm like, yes, that is who I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And tell me what has just happened in this evening that has lulled me into a zone that I've never felt before, maybe.
I had the wonderful opportunity to read a Bohemian Nights, hosted by Jason A. Raymond, and read from my new book, Rex, from Noemi Press.
So tell me about this book. I heard little bits of it. It's beautiful, and I want to hear more. And I'm sure our radio listeners want to understand more about how this book came about and what it means to you.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. The book is, again, called Rex, and it was inspired by the Great Auk, which was a flightless seabird driven to extinction in the mid-1800s, raised awareness for the first time about extinction events. And I started from there, but really branched out to think about how we interacted with the auk. What really drew me was that the auk was described many times as having human-like characteristics. For instance, she was one of the last auks was mistaken for a witch and then killed. They were known to sigh and walk like people. And I found that very interesting to then commit violence against them. So the book really explores themes around the uncanny valley and how we sort of get uncomfortable when our categories of human, not human, are defined, how that drives us to violence, how it drives us to violence against other people, as well as against animals and the environment.
Wow, that is stuff I'd never really thought about. So what got you noticing that or thinking about that kind of thing?
Well, my dad was an environmental science teacher.
Okay.
I grew up going to the zoo.
I was like, I'm fascinated by how much you know about this.
Well, I didn't know about the witch part until recently, but when I started writing a book about the Great Auk, I asked people, well, okay, I'm writing about the Great Auk. Is that, like, super obvious? And they were like, what's the Great Auk?
That's what I would have said, yeah.
Yeah, so I always knew about this bird and just became fascinated with the interactions people had with her.
I gotta ask you, since you grew up with a father taking you to the zoo and being around animals, like what's one memorable moment from that childhood with animals?
I just got to be really quiet with them before the zoo opened because he worked at the zoo. And so just like sitting there at the glass, just interacting with the orangutans, kind of sticking out my tongue with the cockatoos, like just having real connections with a few of the animals. It was really meaningful.
That's super special. Oh my goodness. And how did you find your way to this night?
I live in North Kenwood.
Okay.
And I've been to a few of these events. They're wonderful. They're very warm and welcoming, and I just love being around all these creative people. And Letizia kindly invited me. We've read together a few times, and I love Letizia Cruz's work, so I was happy to be here.
We had her on Radio St. Pete as well, so I'm glad to also have you.
Thank you.
And I didn't know you were my neighbor as well in North Kenwood.
Okay,
did you say?
Well, great.
We're near neighbors right here. It's all really Kenwood, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think so.
It all is. I love it. So thank you so much for talking to me and to talking to our listeners on Radio St. Pete.